All right. Marge, we welcome you coming here to share your library story.
And thank you very much.
Let's begin.
Yeah, let's begin. Well, my life with libraries started probably back when I was about 6 years old, and I was able to print my name enough legibly to obtain a library card. My mother had been a reader, and of course she would take me along if I weren't in school to the library to get herself some books. So I learned library things, to be quiet and not run around.
Yes.
And no screaming. And which I wouldn't do anyway in a library, for heaven's sake. Anyway, I able to print my name and got a library card, and from then on it was duck soup with me in the libraries.
Nice.
And I had books early in my life, either given to me or for birthday gifts or things like that. And of course, when I got married and had my own children, there were more books.
Oh, wow.
But one that I treasured when I was a kid, little kid, was Child's Garden of Verses, Robert Louis Stevenson.
All right.
And I read those, oh, so faithfully. Whoops, it's falling apart. I need some bookbinding help. And there were books. Oh, another favorite of mine, another poetry book, was Shirley Temple's Favorite Poems, because didn't every little girl at that age love Shirley Temple?
Uh-huh.
And my name is in these books too, but no dates of when I received them. But I had a lovely book of Alice in Wonderland, and I need a bookbinding to put it back together. But even Alice in Wonderland has to be read more than once. Once
yes.
as a child, and once as an adult, at least, to get the nuances that Carol put into this story. And we did a book discussion on this at one time as an adult, so that was an eye-opener, too.
Uh-huh.
Books can be read at different ages and get more meaning from them.
Wow. Your books looks like you can put it in the museum.
Oh, yes, but they need help. And, of course, with my kids, I have four children, and they learned to count from Dr. Seuss and learned lots of things from The Cat in the Hat. So those books are now being given to my great-grandson, who lives in Sacramento, and I haven't ever seen him except in pictures. But at any rate, I will not give him this rosy one. This is about Rosie the elephant, who was the first elephant, female elephant, at our zoo. And this was a little paperback book that was put out by, I'm not sure who. It was printed in Portland, Oregon, so the whole thing is a Portland-based thing. And it's a little worse for wear, but Rosie was the first mama to have a baby here, and from that our zoo expanded in that direction. Some books for my kids when they were young, besides the Seuss books, books on magic.
Magic
to stir their minds to in other directions. They had fun with that. Cecily G. and the Nine Monkeys is a precursor for, who's that?
The monkey?
Who is that monkey?
Oh.
That is Curious George.
Oh, nice.
This was the first book to show you what Curious George was like.
Okay.
His mother was Mother Pamplemousse. I don't know where that name came from. But there were several other children in that family, not just Curious George, but James, who was good, Johnny, who was brave, Arthur, who was kind, and David, who was strong. And then there was Punch and Judy, the twins. But as all things do, the children grow up, and these are left behind. But I have a book that is more recent, and it is a book about libraries through the ages. Real libraries all over the world. And my daughter, one of my daughters, I have two, is a librarian in fine and ancient art history. And she gave me this book one year, and it's called Library, An Unquiet History. And it tells you how libraries lived and died through the ages. Many, you may have remembered hearing or reading about burned books. Libraries that were totally burned because they were against the ruling group at the time. And libraries would spring up hither and yon. And of course, during World War II, there were a lot of banned books and much book burning. So this one is the history of the survival and destruction of knowledge from Alexandria, Egypt, to the internet. So that brings you up to date on my work experience with libraries. Started when I was about 16 years old and could get a work permit. And I was hired at the Vernon branch, where I started off reading and getting a card, as a part-time page, shelving books and repairing books.
Okay.
I learned a little bit about book repair at that place. And the head librarian there at the time was a very kind lady, Miss Bindrup. She was a long time in the Library Association of Portland, which is what it was called at that time. And during that time, while I was in high school too, during the summer, the early readers, the first and second grade readers, were sent to the schools by the Library Association, and they were returned during the summer when school was out to be repaired and mended. And that was a summertime job, and it was at Central. Oh boy, was I impressed then to go there. And the sunny third floor, a big room, and there was another girl from, I don't remember where, another library. And we were mending first and second grade readers with all the rips and tears and the scribbles in them. So that was my summertime job. But also during that time, a real interesting thing occurred for me.
Is what is that?
That is that the switchboard operator, and it was a handheld switchboard, was due for vacation. And the lovely lady, and I've been racking my brain to remember her name. I wish somebody would clue me in. I worked at the switchboard was just outside of the very head of the Library Association's office. And her secretary was the one who was on vacation, who did the switchboard. So I learned the switchboard. I went to the phone company and they taught me that. So all of these things led to more and more and more, because I worked later as a switchboard operator elsewhere. Anyway, I was sitting there at the switchboard and getting kind of antsy, and of course, eventually I had to let somebody know that I needed the restroom. And this just charming lady, I loved her, the head of the Library Association and there at the main branch, came over and she said, "Do you need to go to the bathroom?" And I said, "Yes." And so she sat down there and knew nothing about the switchboard. She says, "I'll watch it." So she did while I did what I had to do. But also at that job, I had to take the mail around to the various departments, and I learned all of the stacks area of the Central Library. Boy, was that an eye-opener. Just books everywhere. I was just flabbergasted. I was just in heaven. But I also learned the back way around all of the, through the stacks to the other departments. So I learned a lot of things in my library experience from a childhood to adulthood. And when my kids got old enough, and I had four, and I had to get them all in school, but while they were little, I was hauling them to our little neighborhood library for their books. And then later, I worked there.
Okay.
As a part-time page. And when it closed, poor little Montevilla branch got too small, but it was well-loved. So I had to look elsewhere for a part-time page job, and I did at the Belmont branch for a while until late August when pages were heading off to college at other branches. I was able to get hired at the Midland branch as a part-time page. And that's been my home away from home for many, many years. Because at that time, my kids were all in school, and I had to just be at home when they came home from school, of course. But they got older, and I finally took the test to become a clerk. And that was where I worked at Midland as a clerk until I retired. So after retirement, I can't stay away from the library. So now I volunteer.
Aww.
Once a week, I get my library fix. And believe me, I would take home a ton of books and bring them back the next week and get more. Everybody here is very kind to me and appreciate the fact that I'm an old lady getting older every day, but I can still walk around this branch and find all the books that need to be pulled for reserves. So that's my fun in life right now. My kids are all grown, my husband has died, I'm by myself, but my library stays here for me.
Wow, very fascinating. Marge, would you mind telling us when did you retire?
When did I retire? I don't recall the date, the year even. Oh.
10 years ago?
Oh, yeah, let's see. I've been at the condo where I live now for almost 10 years. Before that, I was 7 years at a house much closer to Midland than I am now. And I volunteered from there, too. So it's been quite a while of volunteering.
Okay.
But not as long as some of the people that I've seen on the volunteer list of how long they have been in such position.
Okay. The other thing is, I'm curious, you probably remember when the Midland Library, they remodeled?
Oh, the old branch?
Yeah. Is that old branch in a different location?
It was out here in the parking lot.
Oh.
It was at the back of the lot. But there was a road down the back, and there was where the end of the parking is here next to the Midland Park,
mm-hmm.
was an area of parking space, and there was a road that came in from the street down here, and I don't remember the name of it.
You mean right next to?
It came up the back way.
Okay.
And we would park there, and the front entrance was facing north.
Uh-huh.
And sitting up on an embankment, so the steps sloped down, but there was a walkway from the front sidewalk on 122nd
mm-hmm.
up to the front door.
Okay.
And there was a book drop there. And I recall as at a time when I was a clerk, the clerks once a week had to come an hour before we opened to clear the book drop and check the books in
yeah.
before we opened. And one morning I came in at my 8 o'clock Tuesday time, and in the book drop, I heard a sound, and it was a little kitten.
Oh.
And it was curled up and trying to sleep, but I took the books around from around it and took it inside and found a cardboard carton, excuse me, and put it in there. And then as I went back to clear the rest of the book drop, I found a note in there from some other person who had put their books in and had seen the cat and asked if she could have it and her phone number. So we were able to call her, and the cat lived again. So 9 lives of cats.
Oh, nice.
There are also a number of strange things in the book drops, too. I'm sure every branch had it. There was a dead fish at one time. In books that were returned, there was a slab of bacon as a bookmark. And, you know, all kinds of strange things, but people are people. You take them as they come, as long as they return the books again. And then sometimes that was a problem for a library system of people who tend to hoard books. I mean, I am a book hoarder too. I've downsized some over my years, but some I can't bear to give up. And my kids, I think this Rosie is a classic, and I think it's, who knows, might be one of a kind, because it was the very first book put out about the zoo's elephant population.
Uh-huh.
And at that time, the population was one. So books have different meaning for different people.
Mm.
So some people do hoard books, and they used to have part of the agency who collected overdue books and would go to their homes, I guess, because I don't know whether there's a law on the books somewhere about not return books, and running up fines of several $100 at that time would be quite a high rate.
Yeah.
But there was a book retrieval system at one time with the library.
Okay.
But when the Library Association of Portland became Multnomah County Library, things did change. Of course, they always do with new voices, new people.
Mm-hmm.
But I cannot give up my library. I'll come as long as I can walk. And if I can't drive anymore, I'll have to have somebody come and get me. Or else the books on wheels.
Yeah, books on wheels.
I may have to do that.
Yeah, they had a books on wheels, and I think that is part of the outreach
service.
Yes.
They used to have people going to various retirement homes, mm. nursing homes, etc., and reading to people who could not get out.
Yeah.
And of course they have the readers that go to schools yeah. and read to the children.
Yeah. Yeah.
Which is a wonderful program.
I agree with you.
They didn't have that when my children were small, so I read to them.
Yeah, and you know, they say the parents is the best teacher, and is the first teacher.
Well, all of my children like to read.
That's good.
Some more than others, but they're all always interested in books, and particularly the one that gave me this, because she works now in various libraries around the world.
Oh, the library on...
About the history of,
on quiet
of
history.
Libraries.
Okay.
She has learned to write grant papers that allow her to have the money to go to Europe and research. She's written a book of her own.
Okay.
And had it published.
Oh, wow.
And she has written many, many articles on various aspects of art history.
Mm-hmm.
She has recently been able to work in the library in Munich, Germany. And she has been in libraries in France, and of course in the United States. She has worked at the Harvard Library in rare books. And so it's an ongoing process. You teach your children to read and learn how to take care of their books.
Mm-hmm.
And they'll be curious readers forevermore.
Definitely.
And they'll pass it along. Curiosity and information. Well, my gosh, look at all of the internet functions that have come out of minds of people who have read something and it spurred an idea. And it goes on and on and on every day.
That's right.
New ideas.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And they all come originally, I swear, from books.
Yes. Yeah, even nowadays, I was sharing with Jim, I say, I still like the old-fashioned having a book in your hand.
Having a book in hand. I do not have,
smartphone, tablet?
A tablet. I don't have a tablet. I have a computer. I'm not computer literate, just barely can turn it on and so forth, and I don't care for a lot of the electronics, and the reason for that is my mind is not agile enough to remember step by step how to do some things like that.
Mm.
And I guess I fight against learning it for myself.
Mm-hmm.
But books, I can still read, though I've got glasses. That's okay. I don't have cataracts.
Oh, good.
My mind is going quickly, but I feel I'm entitled at this age to forget quite a bit of my life. It's amazing I can remember as much as I do.
Uh-huh.
But I can still get out and walk around. I'm a talker, as you can tell.
Yeah.
But I share the knowledge of books and offer different authors to different people.
Yes. That's definitely, I had a first-hand experience. And Marge, I had a couple of the questions.
Yes, ma'am.
Because you witnessed the transition just for this branch, Midland
yes.
Library alone, is there something that you feel like that we have it nowadays but don't have it before?
Oh,
as far
sure.
as the new setting
sure.
here? And then you feel like this is something that is worthwhile for you to mention.
For me, just the expansion of the size of the library, the configuration of it is well set out. I think that libraries, all of this library system has been able to give a great service to many people with the use of the internet in a library. Many people can't afford that, or it breaks down, it doesn't work, they can't afford to fix it. Being able to use the internet for various purposes here, finding jobs, finding information, if they don't have a computer or whatever, I think has been a great thing for them. The different language programs in many of the branches has been a remarkable turn of events. We had very little in the old branches, and now there's quite a good collection of various language books, and it has drawn a lot of people to the branches with their children, which is the important part, those future readers, and they will learn not only their own native language, but they in school then learn the English language and will also read the English language books. So you've got a twofold purpose in having foreign languages in your branches.
Yeah, that's really the benefit for people that English is not their major.
That's not their language. First language. And it's understandable that the older people of the family will only and probably will never read more than their native language books. But they do come for those, so that's important.
That is.
Bring the kids, and you'll have future generations of readers, no matter what the language is.
Yeah, that's true.
Anything else that crossed your mind?
Yes, you know what? I wanted to say something. Appreciate you coming here to volunteer year after year and then become a friend of the Midland staff.
Oh, yes, yes. The staff are also kind to me. They put up with an old lady that is getting very forgetful. But it's wonderful to make new friends.
It is.
Don't ever forget the ability to reach out a hand to somebody.
Yes.
And tell them about, oh, I've told, in the condo where I live, there's a little paperback library that one of the ladies tends to, and I keep my hands off. I have enough to come here and read what I take home. I've got another book bag full to bring back on Monday, which is my regular volunteer day. And I'm running out of books to read at home, so I better find a lot on Monday, hadn't I?
Yes.
Yes, Jay.
And welcome. You know, yeah. We have a lot of the new books and interesting books.
My mysteries that, you know, without the playing on the computer like I used to do, and I don't know whether I should say this or not, but I have discontinued my Oregonian, so I don't get to read that in the morning. So I read books off and on when I'm home. Summertime is a busy time, so I've been gone a bit. Not very far, but, you know, just hither and yon. I have a nursing classmates that live, some of them here on the west side and some on the east side and some out of town. And we do keep in touch. Oh, I didn't remember to tell you. I'm an old retired registered nurse that worked in surgery as a scrub nurse many years ago. And that's long water under the bridge. So that's when I quit working there because I got so worn out and I came to work at the library and thought, oh, hallelujah, baby, I'm at home. Is that enough to give you people something to work with here on this interview?
Oh, yeah, it's very interesting.
Okay, I'm done. Are you done?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, final thing is we want to tell you thank you for sharing your story.
Oh, thanks for having me.
All right.
And you got one that talks plenty.